This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Jacksonville right now. Yeah, I got
it. Are they basically, I mean, the government's telling us all to home, everybody stay home, but like, this is my thing. I was going back and forth on somebody on Twitter. It's like, sports going forward should not be that difficult if you're doing it in front of no fans. You take the talent, you put them in the hotel the night before, you test them. The test takes like 12, you go the next day, get the test back. If you're not tested, you can't leave the room. And it's just, and everybody that tests clean, it's like, you take the people from the hotel to the venue. And then, like, and then when they go home and they stay home.
Yeah, you know? I mean, selfishly, I agree, man. I would like sports and everything to get back on track. Unfortunately, it's probably going to be a while. But, you know, I think this is going to make athletes appreciate fans and fans appreciate athletes even more
sure.
going forward, you know, because yeah. of, Like I for one, I'm a huge baseball guy. Like I know you guys are. I was really looking forward to the start of the season, and now I'm kind of like just, you know, and we're right in the middle of basketball.
The Angels look good this year.
Yeah, your team got way better. Yeah, yeah.
Sure. We got a good coach. We got a good coach, and yeah, we got some players. So, but you know, it's going to, this too shall pass. That's what everyone needs to remember. Everything's going to be cool. It's just going to, you know, maybe be a while.
Do you live in Anaheim?
No. I'm out in the desert. I'm out by Joshua Tree, Yucca Valley, Palm Springs area. I'm about an hour and 20 minutes from Anaheim.
Do you have a kid?
Yeah, I have my son, 7-year-old boy.
I was going to say, if you had a daughter, Mike Trout just had a kid. So you maybe just want to try and, like, you know.
Mike Trout's going to have a kid in August. I saw
Yeah, right.
He's going to have a kid in August, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like all the people in Anaheim are there having, oh, we got to have a kid. So we
yeah.
We got like, everybody, Mike Trout's school district is like trying to have kids now, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully it's cool, right? It's like, geez.
Do you follow the Dodgers or no? Or just
Anaheim? I'm an angel guy. I follow the Dodgers, but I don't necessarily cheer for them. I guess if I had to pick a de facto National League team to cheer for would be them, but I actually prefer the Giants in that division. But yeah, I'm an Angel guy. I'm an Angel fan.
Bro, I went to an Anaheim game they had against the Red Sox. Old stadium, bro. They need to seriously upgrade that place.
And they made it look, they did a complete revamp when Disney owned it, and they made it look like it's a nice stadium. I like it, but yeah, it is. It's been around since the 60s. It's very old.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird, too, because they're drawing from that. Isn't that weird? Dodger Stadium, Anaheim Stadium are kind of older stadiums. They're drawing that their market's a lot of, like, especially Anaheim. You got that Huntington Beach, Newport Beach money, you know, something. Yep. You would think it's like, you know, these rich folks would want to come to like a super nice place, you know, like all these other cities are doing with these multi-billion-dollar facilities that these stadiums are building, you know.
I think the Angels, like there was a story where they just re-upped their lease with the city, and they're looking, I think, like I'd heard they're looking at somewhere in Long Beach to maybe build another stadium in the future, which would, you know, be nice. Because, yeah, I mean, and that stadium, remember, got converted because that's where the Rams used to play. So that used to be one of the baseball/football stadiums back in the 80s. So I would go to Rams games there.
Bro, and I can only imagine the monster that guy's making for the new Charger stadium.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's going to be ridiculous, bro.
Yep.
Super ridiculous.
Hey, let's talk some sports here. Do you see that Tom Brady now
is with the Colts?
Phil Rivers signed with the Colts.
Philip Rivers, oh, I'm sorry.
The thing about this coronavirus is, like, the NFL free agent series has been crazy.
Look how many quarterbacks are on the free agency.
We signed Marcus Mariota. Which is the one of we, but the Raiders. But I'm a still Falcons team. I'm talking about once again. But we signed Marcus Mariota. And the rumor is that Brady's going to Tampa Bay to play with those receivers and Bruce Arians. You know,
those are some good receivers.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. We were just talking about how Meltzer, when he calls us, he still have to call his house phone. Like he has a house phone. You know, Conan still reads the newspaper. You know, he actually reads the newspaper. What are some old school things that you do, like, still that you're kind of behind? Like, I was telling him, Mark Madden still has the flip phone. You know, there's still a couple of guys in business have. What do you still have that's kind of an old school thing that you haven't given up?
An old school thing that I haven't given up. I same thing. Like, I still read the paper, especially when I'm on the road.
The newspaper.
I'll pick up a paper, like a USA Today, if I'm like in the Sky Club or something.
So you're right, because you go to the airport.
Right.
You don't know if the TV doesn't work on the plane or something. You have to have the paper there in case, like, just right. Yeah.
And I still actually enjoy, like, there's a couple magazines I enjoy getting, and, like, I know magazines are pretty archaic at this point, but, like, you know, I like to always have a couple magazines with me. I mean, like you said, in case there's instances where, like, I'm at a podcast or I'm at a music to listen to, or there's nothing, TV isn't working. And I still watch the news. I mean, I still watch the news. A lot of people just rely on, like, Twitter for news. Like, I still watch, you know, my local news every morning, the LA news and everything. Like,
I want to ask both of you this. I want to ask you and Conan, since you guys still travel regularly for a living, because I don't anymore. So, like, I've been not traveling for a living for 11 years now. Okay.
Yeah.
Still travel, but not for a living. What electronic devices do you bring on the plane with you? Like, what do you have on the plane? Like, when you travel, say it's a 2-hour plus flight. Yep. What do you have? What do you bring?
So me, if I can go first, I only fly Delta. So I always have my wireless headphones. I have my iPhone and sometimes my iPad. But usually I'll just listen to a podcast or listen to music or watch one of the selections, one of the movies. You know, Delta is a good it gives me a good chance to there's movies that when they come out and I see them advertised, I always go, that's a good plane movie. Meaning I won't go see it in the theater, but if I catch it on a flight, cool. So I'll catch
it. Let me ask you this. When you're in your seat, if you have a Bluetooth head device, does it connect to the TV thing in front of you on the plane?
To plug in the external, the cord.
No, you have to do the plug in, but still. Yeah. All right, cool. So you listen. So when you listen, so you got your headphones, you can listen by whatever you've got. But, and do you use your headphones if you have your iPad and you're going to watch, or do you still use the plug-in headphones for that?
Yeah, I used to use my Bluetooth. I'll just hook up the Bluetooth.
Right. And it works in the air, huh? I guess, yeah.
Works great.
What about you, Conan?
I just do usually one of two things. I'm either reading, or if not, I'm writing down ideas for, like, angles or promos or cards that I want to do in the future. So those are the two things I usually do.
Well, I do a Bloody Mary.
I'll do that, too. just on my iPhone, I'll write down ideas.
I don't watch anything on planes. I sleep. Like to this day, because I traveled so much in my life that when I get on a plane, even all these years later, if I sit it, I could be wide awake and have coffee in me, right? As soon as I recline the seat, literally within 2 minutes, my eyes close, whether I'm tired or not. And my eyes close, and I just go to sleep, just because that's all I did. Back in the day, we used to travel in the mornings. You know, everybody would be doing it, getting a drink before the, you know, taking a couple somas, drinking a Bloody Mary, and we just sleep. You know, it's just like, and we just all got used to that. To this day, I don't even have to take anything. I just get on the plane, I'm tired, I'm asleep. You know,
I try that because I normally just take red eye flights, so I like to sleep also because I'm.
Yeah, I love the red. Route. Yeah, that's the best thing. If you can sleep on planes, there ain't nothing wrong with living on the West Coast. Because those red eyes are like, that's it.
The best flight to sleep on is the red eye because they turn off all the lights.
All the lights
are down. And it's on.
And if you get lucky enough, and here's what I always do. This is key. This is the key to travel. Going to tell people secret. I guess a lot of people like to wear the, because guys, if you're neck sore and everything, I can understand wearing the pillow around your head. But when I come in, when I fly, I get the window seat because I like to lean against the seat. And I take my pillow. I take my shoes off. I put the pillow in front of me. If your feet are comfortable, trust me, you sleep better. If your feet are comfortable, you sleep better. And I would suggest try it, see if you like it and stuff. But that's how I still fly in planes, and I've been for years. My feet are comfortable, and just lean my head against the thing, I'm fine. I'm out like a light.
Yeah. I usually have heat with the dude that sits next to me. He takes his shoes off. I usually shoot him a dirty look, but you're right, man. Like, I do that. I will do that, like, on long flights, like Australia.
You have to. Right, yeah. Conan, guess what?
What'd it do?
Clover's a great social media app, and it's one of our sponsors now.
Right.
Clover Live helps you find people nearby who share your interests and want to chat now. You can live stream your special moments, live chat with your friends, make video calls, and watch the hottest streams. Whether you're into sports talk, music, or just meeting beautiful people, Clover has something for everyone. Drinking, dancing, gaming, chatting, just one tap to go live or watch others' lives. Whether you're out on errands or home alone, anytime, night or day, there's always someone there to share your moment. And the features on this app are fantastic. You can live chat with thousands of talented streamers locally and worldwide. You can go live instantly. You can build a following. You can earn cash on this app. You can chat with other users and meet new people. And you can do private live video chats. It's a great way to make friends. Every night's a party. You can find your tribe, people with your interests, and communicate with them. You can kill boredom with friends on the go wherever you are. And it's way more fun than the other streaming apps. Don't miss out. It's all happening over at Clover Live. And don't wait. Join Clover Live. Broadcast your life. Gain new followers. Get gifts and be an icon. Download Clover on the App Store or Google Play. And the testimonials for this product are fantastic. You know, like some people say, streaming on Clover has been so much fun. I'm very thankful they get to be part of the community. Time just flies by and it's nothing short of wonderful. Clover is a different way to find people who enjoy the same things as you. I started out looking for friends, but ran into some impossible keepers. It's a great dating app. The live streams give you the chance to see more than just a profile photo description. It's great. I'd say check it out. So everybody should check out Clover Live. It's a great community, great way to meet people, great way to date, talk sports. It's just a fantastic app.
I went under. It's very easy to use. And the thing, you know, I found a real cool group that was into Miami Hurricanes college football, which I'm into. And then I found another cool group, Boston Celtics basketball. Obviously, they're going to be playing today. And some really interesting, cool, spirited conversations. And then I just looked through some of the things there. They have everything there. If you're into golfing, they have a golfing group. Hunting, they have a hunting group. They have anything you can think about, dating groups. What groups are you in, Joe? Because you initially started this. You're the one that told me about it.
Yeah, like I was saying to Disco earlier, I'm trying to get back into basketball. I was a really big basketball fan in the 90s, so I found some groups regarding 90s basketball, even a 76ers group. I've looked into some of the rock music groups, whether you talk about 80s, 90s, rock, whatever. And it's just fun, man. Everybody's interacting. Everybody's having a good time. I noticed there's a lot of stuff for the dating scene, too, if that's what you're into. So check that out. Good way to meet people, get some dates. And I would highly recommend it. Like,
and here's a great thing I liked about it. And I don't know if you noticed this, Joe.
Yeah.
A lot, you know, you don't have that huge negativity that you see on a lot of other places. Everybody's just kind of there to be really chill and just talk about what they like to talk about.
That's exactly right.
So go on there for your dating, for your sports, for your, you know, music, whatever. There's a group for everybody.
And wrestling, too, because I'm sorry, but I mentioned it in the other ad that I actually found a wrestling group, and there were some K100 listeners already in there. So there you go.
Wrestling, everything. Okay, go check out Clover on the App Store and Google Play. Get your chat on. Boom.
I watched this thing yesterday from Edward Snowden, right?
I like how you're ready to believe conspiracy theories, but you think Donald Trump can do no wrong. That's
I never said no. Never said that.
Let me ask you a question, Disco. To you, was Edward Snowden a patriot or a traitor?
I don't know, man. Did you hear him on Joe Rogan?
No. When was this?
Oh, great, great. Maybe what, a month or two ago? 2 months ago? Yeah. Great interview. A
couple months.
And but the guy, it sounds like it's like if you get aggravated listening to me on this show, you're going to get aggravated listening to Edward Snowden because the guy loves to talk more than I do, if you can believe that. I don't know. I don't know. I always wonder, like, you know, like the NSA, like, you know, civil liberties and spying on cities, you know, spying. But it's like you can't ignore that, you know, there might be some good that comes out of some of those situations where we're spying on people. It's like they're people pose an imminent threat and stuff. I mean, you know, I watch Homeland. You watch that show and you just get it's all that's what it's all that whole show is about, is about the NSA, you know. Homeland Security, NSA, spy stuff, turning people onto your side, and just, and that all goes on. And it's like you watch Homeland and Carrie Masterson, the chick on the show, that they break these laws all the time. But the way they tell the story is ultimately the end goal was correct. They did it for the righteous reasons. So
Have you ever noticed that the people that are so worried about the government, reading their Facebook and shit, these are people that don't have none going on anyway.
Right, nothing. I'm not hiding anything. You know?
Here was a conversation at once. Yeah, go ahead.
If the government looked at my phone, they'd be like, man, this guy watches a lot of wrestling, reads a lot of comic books, he's a bit of a pervert, and that would be the end of the conversation. I don't give a shit what they see in there.
Well, here's the thing.
And always the people, too, that are worried about martial law, those are the ones doing shit that would cause martial law. Yeah. They're the ones running to the beach going, they ain't going to take my freedoms. You're the ones that make that shit happen by doing that.
Yeah.
And there's no money in martial law anyway. There's no money in martial law.
Yeah. It's opened
up
a lot of...
We're all locked up at home and we can't do shit. There's no money. And the economy shuts down. So they ain't going to do that shit.
That whole thing's a double-edged sword, because I used to have this conversation a lot with my stepdad, because he was a private investigator, and he was always like, if you didn't do anything, what the fuck do you have anything to worry about? And I was just, well, bro, it's just an invasion of my privacy. I think they should have to ask if they want to search, you know, a judge say, yeah, you can go search him because you think he's making bombs. But I don't think the government should be indiscriminately just, you know, through Facebook, but using Facebook, using all these other social media platforms that you're using just to, you know, connect, network or whatever, to spy on you. There's just something, I don't know.
I'll tell you what I do disagree with. I think everybody would disagree with this. I don't like people getting our information and selling it to people that are now invading my my computer with ads and stuff and everything. You know, like a site like this artificial intelligence thing that's going on where I'm – you know, these companies have my information. They've sold it to other companies that are watching what I type and keywords. And the next thing I know, I'm clicking on an ad for freaking whatever.
Yeah,
like, you know, I don't like that.
No,
you know,
just wait for
that shit. That actually has made my life better.
Has it really? You don't get the feeling that you're being. I get the feeling I'm getting manipulated.
You're gonna see an ad.
Well, then that's because you're gullible. I'll be sitting there like looking at ties or something on Instagram or whatever, some website, and then on Instagram I'll see an ad for some shit that I need, and I go, "Oh fuck, there it is."
Yeah,
that's happened a bunch of times.
So I was saying now,
that shit has not made my life worse at all.
Now Disco's gonna see an ad for the Ray Donovan box set or something pop up on his phone because he was talking about it earlier.
Bro, I was thinking there something is, the other day, had nothing related, and the ad popped up on my thing, and
it
I'm like,
happens.
That's, you know, that's weird. You know, I don't know.
Or like when we found out Alexa was recording and, you know what I'm saying? Or that your computer can film you, you know what I'm saying? You can get hacked and you're being filmed.
Probably.
You know, I have this thing for my house. Look at this. Look, this right here is this thing that, can you see it?
Yes, your tablet there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So basically what it shows is like my driveway, my backyard, the side of my house. You know, if anybody's there, but it also has a thing looking back at me. Like, who's looking at me? You know what I'm saying?
Well, you're supposed to do this.
Yeah, you're supposed to cover it.
Imagine, look at this shit. I'm showing a piece of black tape.
Yeah.
On the camera.
Okay. Right. Yeah, my wife has a computer, yeah.
Bro, let me tell you something. They're like, you heard the snow on that Joe Rogan interview went through a whole thing of like how your phone, even when it's turned off, forget it's not really turned off. It's
And here's the thing, Shane, because here's the only thing I want to say.
Yeah.
What if an employee has access to this? Some scumbag, some pervert, some lowlife, some whatever. And bro, he knows that at certain times you're walking around naked, your wife's walking around naked or whatever, and he's looking through your computer thing. You know what I'm saying? Like you know what I'm saying? Those are the things that worry me. Not so much what's legal and what's good for our security, but the rogue guy, the guy that, you know, is a fucking loser, the guy that don't give a fuck, the guy that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Those type of people. Because if Edward Snowden had access to all that, imagine if Edward wanted to sell that information or he used it for the wrong purposes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Instead, he did it to put us up on game. What if he didn't? What if he was selling this shit to all our enemies?
Conan, do you know what this means?
You might not.
Wrap it up.
You can do that for 5 minutes. So. Yeah. Shane, you want to do a closing statement?
I'm worried about this though. After this conversation, I'm listening to Disco. I'm gonna get a bunch of ads for horseshit.
That's 1,000% for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's gonna be just for ads for manure
for fertilizer
all over the fucking place. Yeah,
fertilizer.
What hey Shane, where can we find you?
Fucking North Carolina. I ain't going to that anymore.
That's what I was going to say. I was doing my plugs the other day. I was like, wait a second. I don't work anymore. I don't have any wrestling shows anymore. All I got is Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat now. Those are my plugs at the end.
Wait, did anybody?
Like, dude, I'm growing my fucking beard out. My beard looks like a JoJo's now.
Apparently,
my beard grows out completely white, and I did not know that.
I shaved mine down. So you guys, so now you got a white beard? You got to post that on the internet.
No, it looks ridiculous.
You know, man. Finally, you got the white beard now. It's just like you're getting like me. You're getting up there.
I tweeted the other day that I look like I belong in a cabin writing a manifesto.
You look like the Unabomber.
Thanks for playing. Is Conan asleep? That was just for you.
Yeah, no, I'm in Iran, bro. I'm just laughing inside. Yo, Shane.
This feels like old times. Like yell at Disco for a minute, and then we start laughing again.
How's it going?
Disco. Yeah. Why can't you learn that? Like, ask a question, let the person answer, then just take turns. Why have you not mastered?
My fans don't like it when other people. My fans don't like it when other people
talk. You don't have any fans. People that are your fans are not real people.
My fans don't like other. They like all they hear from me.
He actually has them calling him and actually using this moniker on Twitter. Are you ready for this, Shane? Sure. The superior one.
The superior one.
That is tremendous.
TSO.
Yeah, you're superior one when you're surrounded by a bunch of idiots. But anyways, Shane. Shane,
what's going on?
One last thing. You see Raw yesterday?
Yeah.
Is that the one main question that I have for you? Is it hard for you to watch it with no audience, or did you already get used to it?
I mean, I'm more used to it now than when it first started, but I don't like wrestling without an audience. I watch UFC without an audience.
Yeah.
Last weekend, was it last weekend? That didn't bother me. Matter of fact, it didn't bother me at all.
No,
Pro wrestling is about audience engagement.
Right. That's what I was going to tell you. Well, there's much more audience participation.
We talked about this with Meltzer. And the thing was, like, the reason UFC works is because, first of all, they do a lot of prelims when the arena's empty. But you still have your corner, and they still create noise and ambiance. You know what I'm saying? It's like you hear their reactions. You know, like, you watch old TV tapings. You know, old TV was just in a studio with a couple rows of chairs and the hard camera and, like, one row of chairs on each side, like 50 people in there. But they make noise, you know?
I mean, that might be part of it, but too, when you're watching MMA, especially if you're a student of the game, you're watching for technique. The audience doesn't affect you. Like, that's the same thing for football, basketball, any other sport. I'm watching the play. I don't care what the fans are doing. I don't give a shit what they're doing. They could be sitting on their ass, and it won't affect the football game for me whatsoever. Pro wrestling, the audience is a huge part of what we do. Two, like, when you, like, how I, like, would teach myself in my younger days, I would watch with the volume off because it's distracting. And, you know, when you watch, you'll study people's movement, you'll study their footwork and their technique, you'll learn a lot more with the volume off because you lose that distraction. Because if somebody's over, like, the crowd will pop for some shit they did, even if it sucked. You know what I mean? And vice versa, if somebody's not over, the crowd will, you know, might not be doing anything, even though they're technically and mechanically doing some really solid shit. So now you can see, like, holes in the game of some people that are working. So
Right.
It would be covered by audience, looking at the audience or the audience covering it up. But I think
real quick, they think this too. This generation of wrestlers are a lot easier for them to work in front of a crowd because they just figure out all their stuff. They just lay out all their whole match in the back and then go in the ring and do it, and the people are there, right? We used to go out, like I grew up, and like you did too, Shane. You grew up like learning how to call it in the ring, where you would call spots to try to get a crowd pop. And it's like, that's so like, again, that formula's out the window because there's no crowd, you know? So it's like old school wrestling, just this doesn't work. But like new school, where everything's scripted and stuff and everything, and you lay out all the stuff in the back, it's like they can do it. But like I would have had, you know, my matches wouldn't look any good with stuff like this. With no reaction, you know, like doing my gimmick in between.
And
the
moves, look,
like, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't look good anyway. So imagine
that's
true.
See, that's imagine a that, that is a very. I knew you would say that. I knew I should have never said that because.
Well,
I knew
you know why he said that?
Because like
you keep putting stuff about him, like, oh yeah, ever since Shane became a producer, the ratings went down and the crowd. There's no crowds or people aren't going to
that
the show.
That was a direct response to Shane and Lance Storm,
I had to give him credit. That was a solid one.
I did catch the original. I think I just caught the clap back, bro.
Lance Storm tweeted. He's the one that threw. He did a.
No, I did it first. Lance basically said what I said, which I can't remember what it was. It's been like, but, you know, working without crowd reactions, just watch a disco match or some shit like that. Just playing
disco. Disco's used to working with this type of crowd reaction.
So he doubled down on your original fact, Shane.
Yeah, Lance did. Right. Yeah, Lance did.
Right.
But then Disco came and took us both out with one tweet.
Right. only facts that we see so far is ever since Shane Helms and Lance Storm joined WWE, there's no fans in the crowds and WrestleMania's been canceled.
That was a bowling split. You guys were at each corner and he hit both pins. Bye bye.
Right.
Boom.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we got to wrap it up because we got Klein Rock before 3 o'clock. We got to do.
All right.
Nobody cares. Yeah, more Shane is what you need.
It's a big return. He hasn't been on the show in like months.
That is a big return, and he got a good promo on you, so it was an especially great return.
On me or Disco?
No, you on Disco, especially great return.
Well, let's wrap it up because we're only gonna have like 15 minutes of climb.
You need to wrap it. Your parents should have wrapped it up, and we wouldn't even be in this situation. How about that? Huh?
He's coming at you today,
Jesus. I give up.
Shane.
Yeah.
Can you give people your social media, any movie recommendations that are coming up, any series recommendations? Oh, last thing, Khabib or Ferguson?
Oh, man. It's hard to bet against Khabib. I don't want to bet against him. I would love to see Ferguson pull this out, but I ain't putting no money against Khabib. I mean, so I might not bet on this one, period. But,
wow.
You know, I don't want to bet against Khabib. I think Ferguson's got a great chance, probably the best chance of anybody we've seen.
Right.
And I would like to see it happen because I like Tony and just right. I would like to see that upset. But like I say, I like my money more than I like his chances.
Friend of the show, Tony Ferguson.
Yeah, I think Tony's great, dude. And it would not surprise me at all if he stopped him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that bro. I feel the same way about you. Tony's such a wild card. He's so different, wild, unorthodox, great conditioning. He's the only guy I think that has a chance against Khabib in that division. Now, Masvidal's not in his division, right? Masvidal in the Colby and Tyrone Woodley division, right?
That's 170.
Yeah, okay. So I would love to see a fight with Masvidal and Khabib.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. But you know, once Khabib gets him down, then it'd be really interesting to see Masvidal's run. He has one of the best runs in the fucking last couple of years by far.
Yeah, who's he fighting next? Do you know?
Masvidal. Are they talking about him and Usman or not?
I think so.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the last thing I heard. I can't swear by it, but I feel like that's the last thing I heard.
Yeah, I would love to see that. But
what do you thought about John Jones moving up to heavyweight? You think he needs to?
Because he doesn't have anybody at light heavyweight, does he? Except Dominic Reyes and who else?
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of cleaned everybody out.
To the heavyweights. I don't like John Jones, so I hope he gets knocked out. Go ahead.
Dude, can you imagine, though, since he was, I mean, for like the last 8 years, he hasn't had one easy fight. Like every person he fought was either the number one contender, number two contender, or a champion.
Yeah.
Every single one.
Yeah.
That dude, I mean, it's amazing because everybody has a bad night. There's sometimes when you just get tired of doing that shit and they go out and they get fucked up or whatever. But he hasn't.
I know, well, bro, he's probably
the body of work. It's crazy.
He's probably the greatest of all time. Mm-hmm.
Did you see that Joanna champion fight against Zhang?
God. Yeah. What? That's the greatest woman. I think that's the best woman fight I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's one of the best, period.
Yeah, that was killers. Period. That was a great fight. You're right. Period. It was a great fight.
How disappointing was that main event after that, though?
That was terrible. That was, bro. And here's the thing. I like how the guy goes out there and he's like, yeah, Yoel wasn't doing anything. Neither were you, motherfucker. So what are you complaining about? And then Yoel had the balls, and I love my Cuban brother, to say the same thing. Oh, you running, motherfucker. So were you. You know what I'm saying? That was a brutal fight.
Is there anybody, and this is, you know, I like Yoel. I wish I looked like that motherfucker. But can you imagine having his wrestling pedigree? There's never been anybody in this sport, period, that had his level or even close to his level and doesn't use it whatsoever.
Bro, here's a question I asked Dan Lambert. I know. How credible is that? That makes him more vicious. This is what I asked Dan Lambert when he was on the show. What would a 20-year-old Lombardi look Yoel look like in UFC? And he said unstoppable. Could you imagine that guy if you would have joined when he was like 25? Unstoppable.
It'd be a nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he is the best wrestler that's ever did MMA.
And never wrestles, yeah.
And doesn't use it whatsoever. That's unreal that he doesn't even try.
Right, right. And he's 40 years old.
I hate him.
He's incredible. Yeah. Shane, before you leave, any recommendations on comic, TV series, or movies coming up? Or that you've seen?
This is the highway to hell almost with a comic recommendation, because if you want me to wrap it up, I'm going to start talking about comics. That'll be another 30 minutes. But as far as movies, the things I watched recently, I saw The Invisible Man. That was all right. If you hate men, if you're a woman that hates men, you'll like The Invisible Man. And I saw that Lady Gaga Bradley Cooper movie too, and they were okay. Those are the ones we watched.
That movie was very overrated. I saw that, and that was very overrated. That what was that?
I do not disagree. A Star is Born.
A Star is Born. Yes. Yeah. I went in there thinking, wow, this is gonna be great, and it sucked.
Yeah. My expectations were pretty high, and I was kind of let down. But yeah. Great. I mean, Lady Gaga is a good actress. You know, I thought she did great, and Bradley Cooper's awesome. But that story, I feel like that movie could have lasted about an hour and told the same story.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.